With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. High-level talks in the Middle East earlier today. Secretary of State Marco Rubio meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, detailing President Trump's proposal to transfer the Palestinian population of the Gaza Strip and redevelop it under U.S. ownership. Netanyahu has welcomed the plan, adding that he and Trump have a common strategy. Rubio says the president is very clear about what the future of Gaza should be.
Not the same tired ideas of the past, but something that's new, bold, and something that frankly took courage and vision in order to outline. And it may have shocked and surprised many, but what cannot continue is the same cycle where we repeat over and over again and wind up in the exact same place.
Also at SRNnews.com, Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky directing his ministers not to sign off on a proposed agreement to give the U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals because the document was too focused on U.S. interest. That proposal, a key part of Zelensky's talks with Vice President J.D. Vance on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference over the weekend. AP correspondent Emma Burrow says the U.S. has responded.
The proposal from Trump's team viewed the minerals as compensation for support already given to Ukraine and as payment for future aid, the current and former Ukrainian officials said. The White House said a minerals deal would allow American taxpayers to recoup money sent to Kiev while growing Ukraine's economy. It said the offer was an excellent opportunity and that President Zelensky is being short-sighted by not signing it.
Rough weather in many parts of the country. 8 people have been killed in floodwaters in Kentucky and another storm-related death reported in Georgia. This is SRN News. A new poll of evangelicals on global issues.
The survey by Lifeway Research asks respondents to rank the things going on in the world that most deserve the attention of the church in this country. Number one is war and violent conflict. Second on the list is human trafficking, followed by the plight of orphans and vulnerable children. Religious persecution is in fourth place on the Lifeway rundown, and evangelism doesn't come in until number 5 overall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Billionaire mega donors are opening their wallets to influence the high-stakes race for control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which could decide the future of abortion in that state. The winner of the April 1st election will determine whether the court in the battleground state remains under liberal control or conservative majority. Cases affecting abortion and congressional districting are still up in the air. This is SRN News. Well, the average American student today remains half a grade level behind pre-pandemic levels of achievement in both reading and mathematics.
That's according to the Education Recovery Scorecard, an analysis of state and national test scores by researchers at Harvard, Stanford, and Dartmouth. The scorecard gives the most comprehensive picture of how American students are performing after the pandemic. It's based on tests taken by students in spring 2024. By then, the worst of the pandemic was long past. In reading, students are even further behind than they were in 2022. John Scott reporting.
Crews continue removing potentially hundreds of thousands of tons of hazardous materials from the Los Angeles wildfires. Same time, researchers and officials trying to understand how the fires on land may have impacted the Pacific Ocean. More details at SRNnews.com.